This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
More popular than Christie? Hard to see who is right now in the GOP field. The New Jersey governor speaks on this Wednesday, September 28th, 2011. We have a large takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Politics writ large on the program this morning. This hour, the political advantages of not running for president. Maybe. A look at the possibly cagey Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. Country music beginning to reflect economic hard times as it once did. And dissatisfaction with democracy's ability to deliver economic security is suddenly a global phenomenon. And we end the hour with a bit of paperwork that becomes a felony, then a misdemeanor, all over a single mom, her two kids, and the Ohio public schools. We begin with the headlines, though. Major health insurance companies are charging sharply higher premiums this year. The average annual cost of family coverage has passed the $15,000 mark for the first time. It's now double what it was just a decade ago. This is according to the Kaiser Foundation, which studied health insurance companies and says they may be raising their prices before new rules go into effect next year as part of President Obama's overhaul of the healthcare system. The new rules require them to justify any increase of more than 10%. President Obama gives a back-to-school speech today in which he'll tell students the country is counting on them for the future. The president will deliver his televised address to students from Washington's Benjamin Banneker Academic High School. The president plans to tell kids throughout the nation that this country needs their ideas and their passions, especially in tough economic times. The president will also make the case for his jobs proposal to Latino voters today. He'll answer questions during a live-streamed Internet Roundtable event. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie hasn't changed his mind, he says. He's flattered by the suggestions, but he still has no plans to run for president next year. Christie delivered a speech yesterday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. We'll take a look at that speech in just a moment. The United Nations is reporting some positive developments in the fight against Somalia's famine. Food assistance is estimated to have reached nearly 2 million Somalis now. That's almost half of the people in need in the country. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization reports that cases of cholera are down in Somalia. The UN says 750,000 Somalis are still at risk of death from famine in the next 4 months. Tens of thousands have already died. This morning, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso says Greece will stay in the eurozone. During his State of the Union address this morning, Barroso called for a stronger central government structure in Europe.
We need to complete our monetary union with an economic union. It was an illusion to think that we could have a common currency and a single market with national approaches to economic and budgetary policy. Let's avoid another illusion that we can have a common currency and a single market with an intergovernmental approach.
Again, that's European Commission President José Manuel Barroso. Meanwhile, the Greek parliament has approved a new property tax at a closely watched vote, a key step in that country's efforts to secure more loans and project more austerity to the EU. In Afghanistan, 8 Afghan policemen were killed in an attack this morning in the southern Helmand province. It's a Taliban stronghold. The FBI is allowed to keep people on its terror watch list even after they've been cleared in courts of terrorism-related offenses. Our partner in the New York Times has a report out this morning that details how someone ends up on the list, which, among other things, keeps them off airplanes. There are more than 400,000 names on the FBI's terror watch list. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and futures are up for Wall Street. Once again, the Dow gets underway at 11,190. The S&P opens at 1,175. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,253. Coming up this morning, protests around the world, that sound there from Wall Street, have been rocking the countries from the U.S. to Israel. We explore how, no matter how the locale, they all have similar roots. Frustration with democracy and the economy. That conversation is coming up. Also this.
When money burns on trees.
Money doesn't grow on trees, but country music has stepped away from its roots of talking about America's tough times. It may be going back. Country music, an economic indicator. We're going to look at what it says about how we live in 2011. Tell us a song that reflects how you live in 2011. Dial 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, how Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, is turning into a national figure in the 2012 elections by not running. That's in a few minutes.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.